2024 was a below average crawfish season because of the historic drought in 2023, but the LSU Ag Center's Todd Fontenot says early signs show a more normal 2025 crawfish season, and he's expecting crawfish acreage will go up.
In general, we are still seeing in the rice growing region still an increase in acreage. We've seen a decrease in soybean production, and those acres are going into crawfish production.
Fontenot says higher rainfall totals this year have improved field conditions. A new statewide survey finds 1 in 3 Louisiana high schoolers vape and 1 in 5 middle schoolers vape. Chriselle Stipe with the Louisiana Public Health Institute pins a portion of the blame on manufacturers of vape products, saying they are specifically marketing their products towards children.
Many of those products have candy flavors, fruit flavors, those flavors that are drawn to youth.
Under Louisiana law, you need to be 21 to buy a vaping device, but Stipe says they're seeing parents buying vape products for their kids, mistakenly thinking that those products are safer to use than cigarettes. Sean Payton returns to the Superdome as his new team, the Denver Broncos, will battle the New Orleans Saints in Thursday night football. The old coach is expected to receive a mixed reaction from Houdat Nation. The Saints will also honor Drew Brees tonight as the franchise's greatest quarterback will be inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo on Tix FM.